Now, when did Sprite and Sierra Mist become the same drink? When I'm at the restaurant and ask the waitress, "You got Sprite?" She goes, "We have Sierra Mist." Well, good for you, but I ask if you got Sprite. If you don't, just say no, so I can order ice water and move on to my damn appetizer. That's like asking the dude at Nike Town, "You got cross trainers in an 11? And he goes, "We got soccer sandals in a 6. Awesome, dumbass. That don't help me whatsoever. Is there any chance you're single? Because I know a waitress you should meet.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's round 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. President Trump clarifying his fire and fury remark directed at North Korea during a meeting with his national security team.
It's not a dare. It's a statement. Has nothing to do with dare. That's a statement. He's not going to go around threatening Guam, and he's not going to threaten the United States, and he's not going to threaten Japan, and he's not going to threaten South Korea. No, that's not a dare, as you say. That is a statement of fact.
The president says he's adding billions to the nation's anti-missile programs and says America's nuclear arsenal's in tip-top shape. All this tough talk's having a negative effect on the markets.
Stocks on Wall Street sold off the most in 3 months, the most since May 17th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 204 points, down to 21,844.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides, Fox News. We report, you decide.
We all remember the first day of school. Here's a montage of hits on that subject.
Schoolgirl, sleazy, with a classic kind of sassy, little skirt hanging way up.
Have you seen Junior's grades?
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record.
I'm gonna send you back to school.
Me and some guys from school.
Now, I'm gonna teach you.
You better pay attention, build your comprehension. There's gonna be a quiz in your ascension.
Can I graduate? Can I graduate?
And all the kids at school, they will wish you they were me that night.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
Or even try to school, yeah.
I don't feel like going to school, no.
Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school and I'll be making history like I do.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
I wanna run through the halls of the high school.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home.
The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you.
That was a great little mashup, but now I'm wondering, why did they use Reelin' in the Ears and not My Old School for the Steely Dan song?
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'm never going back to my old school.
Mm-hmm. I don't. When we put that together, I don't. You know, we were just looking for school songs.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of smoking, we've kind of had a Donald Trump type governor among the 57 states for the last several years, and he's really good. And I'd love to see this guy make a move towards. This is what I don't understand about the Northeast. Because boss, liberal state, but then they, who's the guy they elected to the Senate to replace Kennedy, the Republican rhino, but
Scott Brown.
Scott Brown. And then you've got Vermont, which is right next door to New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
New Hampshire.
And they've got, Vermont has a Republican governor, but it's the same state that's been sending Bernie Sanders back to Washington time after time after time. I really don't understand that. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but this guy is he's hardcore. He instituted work requirements for food stamps and knocked about two-thirds of the people right off the food stamp rolls. No thanks. We don't want to work. Today, he says he'd like to raise the state voting age to 21. And you know what? I think the whole thing needs to be reevaluated.
Absolutely.
He says if 18-year-olds are too young and can't make the right decision to buy cigarettes, then I don't think they should be able to vote. And secondly, if they're too young to buy cigarettes, then I think we ought to not send them to war until they're 21.
Amen.
Interesting. Interesting.
Couldn't agree more.
Get an update on the forecast from Rich in just a second here. And this afternoon, we have an interesting situation with the weather as large thunderstorms have kind of encircled the metro area of Montgomery. Now, look at that. Big storm that developed over Millbrook, and we've had several people call to say how hard it's raining up there, has now connected to a storm that's passing through Selma to the west of us.
God, look what's coming.
And that is forming a pretty serious-looking line of storms that I think will absolutely make it through the city area, hopefully, after 6 o'clock and the bulk of the rush hour traffic is over. Interesting. All right, we're kind of tight for time. We got Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob Chad on the line.
Ah, it's a twister. I'm out driving it, and it's like light in the middle of the city and a big donut around it. You know,
that's how it is. Yeah.
Hey, so what's the over/under on North Korea? What do you guys think?
Jeez.
With Guam, what do you think the president will do if he lobs a couple of missiles over toward Guam, say within 30 or 40 kilometers? I don't think he can let that go.
No, he won't. He will not let that go. He's gonna, you know, like they said earlier, when he draws a line in the sand, he's not retracting it.
No, in fact, he doubled down on the fire and fury comment today.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fun watching all the CNN libtards go crazy over that. But let me just ask them a question. What do they want the president to do? Do they want him to do what Clinton and Obama did? And basically bend over, grab your ankles, and pretend that there's a treaty with them and that they're cooperating.
Well,
we were in this mess because of Bill Clinton in 1994.
He's the one that gave them that technology.
Yeah,
he gave them the technology. No, he gave.
I thanked him on Facebook. I wrote, posted the article a couple days ago.
Yeah, he gave them billions of dollars too.
Yep.
You know, and the South Koreans gave him $1 billion in technology. And what did he do? He did the same thing the Iranians are doing right now.
Weaponized it.
Cheat their asses off. That's what they're doing. So now, guess what? You know, the piper has come for pay.
Yep.
And we have a choice. Unfortunately, it's going to result in the death of a lot of people. But what would you rather have? An ICBM hit Los Angeles? Well, let's change that. Not Los
I was going to say.
An ICBM hitting Montgomery, Alabama.
There you go.
Or a more limited war in South and North Korea.
I think
it's a bad choice, no doubt about it.
We have to go preemptive. We have to. We have to send in a team.
If they know they have miniaturized nukes, if they see these guys loading nukes on missile launchers, that's all she wrote.
I agree.
And the problem is you don't know what he's putting on those things in Guam, and you have no idea whether those missiles are going to be fired to actually hit Guam or whether he's, you know.
Right.
They do stuff. They've done stuff before in the past. They sunk a daggum South Korean submarine a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Killed 45 people.
Yep.
Chad, we got to run, but let me leave you with a thought, and maybe we can get into this more tomorrow. What about an approach like we took in the Cuban Missile Crisis where we get some other nations in, South Korea, China, Japan, and quarantine North Korea, cut them off from
embargo.
Receiving. An embargo, just like we did with the rest.
Well, the problem is you have to embargo that Western China border there. And we all know that if you went and opened up the doors and looked at the label on all those nukes, they'd say made in China on them.
Yep.
That's where they got the technology.
And China would consider that.
Anyway, an embargo would be fine except for the biggest client state where you couldn't control it.
Yeah, you're right, Chad.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Later. Appreciate your thoughts. It's 5:11. Let's get the forecast from Rich, and we'll update the Live in Fear.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, keep in mind that scattered showers and thunderstorms are still possible well into the evening hours. In fact, maybe even a leftover shower overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Saturday, it sounds like a broken record. I know. Highs around 90, partly sunny skies, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still in the 50% range both days. In fact, even Sunday, a 50-50 chance of more storms. Random. Not everybody will get one. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, current conditions, and radar. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-tech solutions near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
I don't know if it's the rain or if it's the change in traffic patterns with school resuming, but it's been a kind of a brutal afternoon. Let's get the latest from Rick Walker.
Traffic is brought to you by Brian Jewelry in Prattville, next to Guardian Credit Union, serving the River Region with great service, great prices, and great memories for over 60 years. Visit them on Facebook for their deal of the day. Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. There is so much stuff going on out in the world today. And accident in Millbrook, an accident with injuries on Main Street in front of Millbrook Motors. Also reports of heavy flooding and flooded roads. 65 northbound is really messed up because of the Highway 143 construction stuff that we've been telling you about all afternoon. And in Prattville, an accident on McQueen Smith Road in front of Baptist Medical Park. So there's a lot of stuff going on, most of it centered around where all this really nasty, ugly, strong weather is over across the pond. But it's coming this way, so make your plans. If you've been in an accident, call the Vance Law Firm. They don't get paid unless you win your case. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, all this concern over North Korea is affecting the markets. We'll talk to Brant McDonald about that in 2 minutes.
I'm Tripp Pittman, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Alabama hasn't elected a businessman to the U.S. Senate in 110 years. That must change. As a self-made businessman, I understand how to get things done. We need more businessmen in office who can lead and solve problems. Businessmen have to balance budgets. Career politicians don't. You can help send a real businessman to Washington, D.C. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I ask for your vote on August 15th.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year. $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance, no sales plus tax, tag, title, and dot fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Backpack, lunchbox, happy days. School clothes, bus stop, happy days. Homework, workbooks, happy days. The kids aren't here for the school year. There's so much I can do. Quiet, goodbye noise. My house gets a rest from being destroyed. Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Kick my feet up all school year long. My day is finally on. I'm so happy
shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right, the National Weather Service from the Rich Thomas Weather App has issued a flash flood warning for our area. Now, we're not getting in Montgomery, but we will. It is moving this way. I also got a text from Mrs. Ritterbuttle, who is on her way home and stuck in traffic on I-85. She and her friend Lindsay, and it's near the shorter exit. Police cars, big backup.
Wow, what's going on?
It looks to me like you won't have to go too far to get past that, but then there's a big red line on 85 northbound going the other direction where it's backed up very badly. So you and Lindsay may have a few minutes yet before you start moving. All right, let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald's. Been a day, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I tell you what, you know, this morning we saw the S&P futures down, all the indexes, the futures markets were down, and it wasn't that bad really to start off, but it progressively got worse throughout the day. And then we saw where, you know, Trump comes out and everybody's calling it him doubling down, and that kind of put us into another gear. And we ended up closing on the lows for the day. And, you know, everybody I know loves to look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 204 points. But really, the real bloodbath was in the NASDAQ. It was by far the worst. It was probably down twice that of what the Dow Jones was. So, and then even the Russell indexes, you know, is across the board. More importantly, I mean, you look at what happened with gold. You look at what was going on with treasuries, as well as the volatility index, the VIX, which was up unbelievably, up 30-something percent. It's the highest level now since June of 16. I sat there in my office all day today, just pondering and thinking through this, you know, trying to come up with sort of a short-term strategy as well as more of a intermediate-slash-long-term strategy as to what we think, you know, is going to unfold, because we want to be ready. And you know, most people who listen to the show know that we've held a little bit of cash anywhere from, say, you know, 10% as high as 50%, depending upon the account or the client and the situation, expecting some sort of a pullback. I will say I think this is probably going to get a bit worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. I just do not see any sort of military situation coming out of this. I'm actually sort of very, very proud of Trump. I mean, Trump, I don't know if you saw his comments today. I guess it was a couple of hours ago where he was meeting with his security advisors, and he came out and answered a whole range of questions. But pertaining to Korea and that situation, he was very, very presidential in that, I thought, and delivered, you know, some really, really sound remarks. So what I believe is on a short-term basis, I think that this is going to end up being a nice sort of buying opportunity on any pullback we get. But longer term, and I have no way of knowing this, and these are my own personal thoughts, and I kind of had an aha moment sitting in my office with all the history that I've read. I think what you're going to see, and I really believe this in my heart, I think you're going to see a coup in North Korea.
That's interesting.
I believe, but the sanctions are going to be so bad, these sanctions. And I believe that the Russians and the Chinese went along with the UN vote because they know that would be the best outcome. And it really would. There are people probably within the North Korean military that really do not want to entertain any thought of, you know, some sort of full-scale military escalation. Kim Jong-un is going to do whatever he has to do to preserve his power. And that's the wild card. And he's the crazy guy that's willing to lob the missiles and to do all of that. Now, whether or not his military actually carries out on those orders is another thing.
That's a good point.
And I think there are probably somehow, some way, back-channel communications going on. I'll bet you anything between the Chinese, maybe even the Russians and the North Koreans, so that when it comes down, he's out, a new regime comes in and takes over, and they begin to de-escalate this situation, because those people are starving.
Yeah.
North Korea cannot afford to go through this.
Yeah.
They just cannot do it. The entire thing will implode, and then you have chaos with all these prisoners and North Korean refugees flooding the border, as we know, into the northern border into China and, of course, across the parallel. So that's what I think is going to happen. And I believe that when that happens, I think you're going to see a real relief rally across the world. And I don't think you'll see a reunification of the Korean Peninsula. But I do believe that the new leadership is going to want to acquiesce a bit and be willing to back off of this nuclear stuff.
I got to believe there's people in North Korea who realize this little fat wad is trying to twist the nuts of the world with his threats, and he's going to do this and that. And maybe they're just not as willing to die as he is, this crazy person. And I think that's a well thought out scenario with the coup.
And that's what I'm convinced is going to happen. That's the best solution that could happen.
Interestingly, Trump's approval was up in Rasmussen to 44, which is stunning when you consider the media does nothing but, you know, roast him from one end of the day to the other. And if this does emerge, you know, under the scenario that Brandt laid out here where there's no military action, we don't lose anybody, and Trump, you know, show it with the show of strength, like, no, you're not going to F with us. That could help him, you know.
Yeah, and then what ensues and what you're left with is a new sort of communist leader that doesn't subscribe to this hocus pocus kind of stuff. You know, you remember Kim Jong Un's grandfather was supposedly put there by, you know, God or whatever, and all this kind of stuff. I think there are leaders within the military that are smart enough to know better, and they love what they see China doing. You know, China is sort of this quasi-communist/capitalist type of economy. The North Korea, there are people in North Korea, I think, that would embrace that and are willing to try to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that's just my personal thought. And, you know, I feel like we're, you know, that's the best way to sort of manage around this. So, short term, we're going to get a little more pullback here. It's not going to be anything. It'll be scary, but it won't be damaging in the end. And I think it'll be an opportunity. And then longer term, I think this situation gets resolved as I laid out earlier.
Perspicacious analysis, my friend. If you would like to meet the team, the brain trust, as I call them, at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, call 387-0094. Get with them. This is a world, a universe they live in literally 24/7 because they're looking out for the financial interests of many people, and they take that job incredibly seriously, as you would expect them to. I just think they're amazing. And what you can do is sit down with them and talk about the money you work so hard to make and how to make the most out of it. Talk about trains that you know are coming down the tracks of life, a graduation, college expenses. Maybe you're thinking about saving for a new home. What's the best way to do that? How can we protect some of our money from taxes? Or think about retirement. All of these questions are on the table, and it's all about you when you sit down with this incredible group of people. Make that appointment at 387-0094. Brandt, anything big tomorrow, you know the line is open.
Oh, for sure. There's no question. Anything big, I'm calling in, I promise.
We appreciate it, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:25. We are big Carlin fans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we introduced a new clip that you're going to hear here in just a couple of minutes.
It's great.
It's expressions.
It's great.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. Hmm. It'll add a little levity to an afternoon that's been pretty difficult. I'm trying to find out. Now, we had a flash flood warning up, and these latest radar images show these big thunderstorms north of us and to the west of us banding together, and they will be coming through Montgomery. But just to make sure, we're going to go down and look.
Has to be done.
It has to be done. Somebody's got to do it. We volunteer.
Yeah.
We've also volunteered to cram the van to collect school supplies for kids that need them so teachers don't have to dig out of their own pockets and pay for those. And here's the details on how you can help.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies to Jack Ingram Motors on Eastern Boulevard and help cram the van. While you're there, test drive a Mercedes-Benz. Visit our website for more info from Jack Ingram Motors and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic careful out there on those wet roads. Lots of heavy rain in the area. Also, several accidents in Prattville. An accident on McQueen Smith Road in front of Baptist Medical Park. 65 northbound is really messed up because of the Highway 143 construction. We've been talking about that ever since 6 o'clock this morning. In Millbrook, an accident with injury on Main Street in front of Millbrook Motors, and also reports of heavy flooding and flooded roads there. And here on this side of the pond, we have an accident on East Boulevard in front of Walmart. So be careful out there and watch for the ponding. Slow down. Turn your lights on. Please turn your lights on. At the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, get up to $1,800 off MSRP on any Tacoma in stock. The savings are everywhere at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and we're already starting to talk about back to school.
We sure are. And for the college kids that are moving into a dorm or an apartment, we've got everything you need right here. We've got the furniture, the beds, the chests, the lamps, the dishes, the silverware, whatever you need. It's right here. So why not shop here and be cool and comfortable and let mother sit in the rocking chairs?
And of course, when someone buys from Eastbrook, you know they're getting the real thing.
They sure are. You might slip up and get a piece of fiberboard furniture, but we try not to sell it.
This is also a great place for newlyweds, maybe looking to furnish their first home or apartment.
Yes, it is. And you can do it so inexpensively here. Our prices really are hard to beat, and you're going to get furniture that'll last a lifetime.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Are in-house printing costs dinging your office budget? Then it's time to call Bernie Office Solutions, because Bernie offers solutions. You can regain control of rising print costs with managed print services, solutions for printing, copy, and document management, so that you can spend your time on your business. The Bernie 360-degree app and the Bernie Help Desk mean that you can spend more time on customers and less time on printing problems. Sales, service, and solutions. That's Bernie Office Solutions. 7 Alabama locations. Call 1-866-9-BERNIE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue.
Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Soccer practice. Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler. Only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
I give this current situation about three screaming goats. So before the break, we were telling you what we were seeing on the radar, that the massive thunderstorm over Millbrook started spreading to the west and merged with thunderstorms that were coming in from Selma. So we went outside to look to see if the sky reflected what the radar was showing. And I said to Terry,
this the is going to hit the fan.
And Terry said,
it's coloritis!
So, yeah, that's a very interesting and very ominous looking development out there.
It looks bad. It's going to get bad.
Greg. And we are under a flash flood warning till 7 o'clock. So just wanted to keep that in mind. Now, we love to play Carlin on this show.
Yes, we do.
And I've added a couple of new things. One that Rusty Aldridge got, and we'll play that a week from today.
Cool.
This one I added, I think, at the end of last week. And for those of you who are sitting in traffic, you want to get away from North Korea and everything else for a couple of minutes. By the way, I found what Brand had to say to be very comforting, if that's the right word.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense.
It does.
That's the easy way out for everybody.
And that's what they look for there, you know. How does this play out, and how's this going to affect our clients' money and so forth? And that was pretty damn impressive analysis, if you ask me.
It was.
But here's Carlin, and this clip is called Expressions, so if you want to hear it in the future, you know how to ask for it.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day, and we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me... That's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next of the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easiest pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. close to dandy, approaching dandy, in the vicinity of dandyhood, not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
And we continue to grow our carbon collection. It's Happy Hour on Istalk 93.1 FM WACB. We will be checking traffic again shortly. Those of you who have stepped up and helped us help the Roland family, this is one of those things that just sort of happened. And I've learned over the course of this thing that many of the people who stood up to help them had been through very difficult situations of their own. Now, a couple of days ago, our conundrum on the morning show was 7 out of 10 people claim to have one of these. The answer was bucket list, and a guy named Dan Pugliani won the contest and won a family 4-pack of tickets for the Biscuit Games. Dan came down to the station today to pick up his prize, and he dropped off this giant bag of Beggin' Strips for the Roland's dogs. Cool. Because if they're eating bologna sandwiches because that's what they can afford, you know, and they're worried about maybe having to find homes for dogs because they can't afford dog food, which is the situation that said, okay, we got to do something
here. Yeah.
That is no longer a worry, but I thought, you know, having witnessed so many go through the torture of chemo and the way it saps energy, what can somebody do that would make them smile? And being able to give your dogs treats and watch them, that's got to help you feel better, right?
How so can it not?
Yesterday, so many people came to Baumhauer's with bags of dog treats, and Dan dropped off a large bag today and then sent me this email. And I got to share this with you because this is so moving. He says, my 4-year-old son recently had his 3rd open heart surgery at Boston's Children's Hospital. Because of generous people, my wife and I were able to have his procedure at the #1 hospital for his condition. People donated money. Another person donated an apartment to us for the entire month we were in Boston. My point is, people like you and those who helped us out make rough times easier. So thank you for taking the Roland family under your wing. And again, think about what he just told you. Can you imagine any of you who, you know, have been parents and, you know, when they're 4, having to take them to another city for an open heart procedure? And it's called paying it forward. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, folks, I'm here with Bruce Holding of CTE Outdoor Power. Bruce, what in the world's that little red toolbox-looking thing you got there?
Larry, this is a Honda generator.
That has to be the smallest generator I've ever seen.
This Honda is very compact and lightweight. It weighs less than 29 pounds, and yet the best part is, listen to this, Larry.
You're not going to crank that thing in here, are you?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable. It's so quiet, and it cranked on the first pull. Amazing. Leave it to Honda.
Larry, Honda's super quiet generators range from 1,000 to 6,500 watts. Now, this compact 2,000-watt model like I have here is perfect for tailgating.
That's right. Oh, boy.
You got it. Tailgating, absolutely. And the 3,000-watt model is #1 for folks with RVs and trailers. And when the electricity goes out at home, the 6,500-watt model is perfect for home standby power.
Well, I want one. Folks, you go see these amazing compact, super quiet Honda generators at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Terry Hill Road in Montgomery.
Evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things starting to get real out there. Over in Millbrook, a large tree down on a house, down power lines, possible gas leak at the 5700 block of Main Street. So be very careful if you're over in that area. Try to avoid it, if at all possible. That goes along with all the other stuff we have over there in Millbrook. An accident with injury on Main Street in front of Millbrook Motors. Also reports of heavy flooding and flooded roads. In Prattville, on McQueen Smith Road in front of Baptist Medical Park, there's an accident, and we have one over here as well on this side of the pond, East Boulevard in front of Walmart. So things are getting kind of tough out there. Try to stay indoors if you can. Get off the roads and just kind of take it easy for a little while. Premier Place in Prattville has everything for school. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On a more selfish note, you know that I've been working very diligently to try and get promoted from digital rain gauge boy second class to first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's strictly a decision that you earn on merit from Rich Thomas. There is no
struggle, Greg.
And I'm trying to do it by coming up with ideas that will impress Rich Thomas. And this is what we came up with this week. We're going to deploy this system now with all of these serious thunderstorms in the area. In my never-ending effort to get promoted from digital rain gauge boy second class to first and working my way up from there, I've devised a new rain detection system.
Ah.
I take an unfinished cigarette and put it on the thinking stoop, and if I go down and my butt is wet, then I know it rained.
Your butt is wet.
Since the last time I was down, I'm always looking for the next great way to bring our listeners up to the second information.
Super right. Doppler butt.
And now, you know, I love working that group on the morning show. We certainly have a good time, don't we? We do. Let's get the forecast from Rich at 542.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, keep in mind that scattered showers and thunderstorms are still possible well into the evening hours. In fact, maybe even a leftover shower overnight. Low temperature down to about 74. Tomorrow and Saturday, it sounds like a broken record. I know. Highs around 90, partly sunny skies, scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still in the 50% range both days. In fact, even Sunday, a 50-50 chance of more storms. Random. Not everybody will get one. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, current conditions, and radar. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Another one of life's gut punches is divorce. I've often thought of the term amicable divorce as kind of an oxymoron because when it reaches that point and you're going separate ways, you have to look out for your own interests. If you're like me, you don't want to be a bad guy or a tough guy. You just want something fair. This is why my recommendation, guys, if you find yourself confronting a divorce, let Delkin Tomlinson take care of that for you. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. Because it's not about winning. It's just about making sure that whatever arrangements are made are fair and equitable, that you're exiting the marriage with a fair share, your fair share of mutually accumulated assets, and that if there are kids involved and there's a custody issue, you've got two women who are ready to go in and fight for every single second of time for your kids and produce a document at the end that is enforceable by law. That's what you should get. And I recommend to spare yourself the emotional anguish and rehashing things over and over in your head. When you meet them, turn it over to Delkin Tomlinson and let them do the heavy lifting because they're well-trained and prepared for it. If you have doubts, read the testimonials on their website, which is divorceformenalabama.com. And you'll see the difference they've made for so many men who have been facing a divorce situation. That's Delk and Tomlinson, Making Men Matter in Matters of Divorce. Their phone number, and you might want to recommend them to somebody. You might know somebody who's going through this and all the twisting that goes with it. At least give them the web address, divorceformenalabama.com. Their number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's on today's itinerary for the Jones family? Taking care of their back-to-school list.
Laptop setup?
Yep.
Flash drives?
Yep.
That's Dad taking care of business. But who takes care of Dad? Office Depot Office Max. This week only, all HP PCs are on sale. Save $240 when you buy an HP laptop with Intel Core i7 for just $459. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Hurry. Ends 8/12.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we know that it's been pouring hard, very serious weather conditions in Millbrook. We've watched a major red cell thunderstorm basically sit over the Millbrook, Deedsville, eastern Autauga County area for some time, and now there's two situations that have developed from that expanding storm. Prattville Highway 82 completely flooded to Big Star Tavern. That's from Montgomery Skywatch. And in Prattville, a large tree down across a highway, down power lines at the 3300 block of Highway 14. I think one of our listeners mentioned there was a big delay there. That's the 3300 block of Highway 14 west to the Autauga Water Plant. So there's been damaging winds, heavy rains, and we under a flash flood warning.
Wow.
And we will see some of that move into the Montgomery metro area over the next several minutes.
Do you make $172,000 a year? Roy Moore did. Moore was one of the highest paid judges in the nation, raking in more than $172,000 a year, a salary paid for by hardworking Alabama taxpayers. But when he left, Roy Moore wanted more. Over $1 million more. Yep, that's right. Roy and his family were paid more than $1 million from a charity they ran. It's shocking. Travel, even on a private jet, billed to his charity. And then Moore got even more. He got back on the court and started collecting a six-figure salary again, raking in a total of $675,000 in taxpayer-funded salaries. Hundreds of thousands from taxpayers and over $1 million from a charity he controlled. More for Roy Moore and less for Alabama conservatives. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you guys don't mind, we're getting some additional weather warnings, oh, so sure. Let me open up my Rich Thomas weather app. I have mine equipped with the optional song.
We're off to talk with Richard. This is wonderful Richard DeVos.
New.
We have an aviation weather warning, which means there are seriously unstable conditions around the airport and on the approaches to the airport. No surprise there. We've been watching this monster glob of red salt thunderstorms merge with the thunderstorms. In fact, Donnie Ray, did you see the picture Donnie sent us of the clouds? I'm not quite sure where that was. He said, I think, in Elmore County. That almost looks like a funnel cloud there.
It really does, the way it's coming down to the ground, yeah.
So we've had all hell break loose. We have a flood advisory until 7:45. That could be extended if these storms linger deeper into the evening. But we're not out of the woods quite yet. So you can still expect some significant lightning, possibly some hail, flooding rains. At 5:52, we have time for like one more call, and that's going to be T-Spear here. How you doing?
I am doing well. It's been a while since I've had an opportunity to come in and have a chat. So I've got two comments to make. First of all, I'm going to encourage everyone possible to go out and vote this next election. And I considered voting, and I'm going to share who I'm going to vote for and why. I had really given a lot of thought of course, voting for Judge Roy Moore, because I have the utmost respect for that gentleman. Mm-hmm. Instead, I am selecting Trip Pittman. And the reason being is I think that the Republican Party have absolutely vilified Judge Moore, and he would never get a fair opportunity to do the work that we're hiring him to do in Washington. I think they would vilify him.
The media would make his life miserable, too, although he's capable of standing up to him.
Oh, he is, but nothing would ever get done. So, therefore, I had rather leave Mo Brooks where he is so that we don't have to have another election in 2 months to replace him.
Right.
Well, if we select Trek Pittman, then he automatically goes in and we can have a new state representative when the time comes. And we'll have time to select someone who will be very good. And I think Mr. Pittman, from everything that I have heard about him and listened to him on the radio and in other ads, I think he would be very circumspect for us. He would fight for the people who put him in the office. The second thing that I want to comment about is everybody is getting up in arms and really vilifying President Trump for his statements about North Korea and their efforts. What do they think?
No, really. No, mostly the media. His approval is up.
I understand that people need to stop and think about this. If the little short fat dude with bad haircut were to have been threatening Russia, mm-hmm. How long do you think Putin would have put up with that?
Not long.
How long do you think China would have put up with that?
Not long.
I don't know if you're listening, and T-Spirit, thank you. We're out of time for the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Brant McDonald laid out an interesting scenario because things are getting, they're already bad in North Korea for the people that are there And he's predicting a coup, that they're just going to have it with this whole dog and pony show.
It makes sense.
Of Kim Jong-un, take him down, and then there'll be at least a government in place that can make things better. This is what happens in socialist, communist countries. The elite live like kings and queens, and the rest of the people starve and scrounge, like in Venezuela, too. Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot of difference between conditions for the average, everyday person in Venezuela.
Well, I mean,
as in North Korea.
Look at what Uncle Joe Stalin did. He had purges. He'd take all his high-ranking generals and kill them because he's afraid they'd take his place.
On American Heroes Channel, you must watch, if you haven't seen the new episodes, World War II Confidential. It's galling how Roosevelt had this completely naive view of Joseph Stalin.
Stalin was as bad as Hitler, if not worse.
Absolutely, and did exactly that. In fact, there's a sit where they uncover evidence. There's no doubt that he had thousands of Polish military executed.
Oh, yeah.
And when the mass grave was found, and the report was given to Roosevelt, he threw it down the ground and said, "I can't believe the Russians would do this."
Well, Bill Burr in his latest stand-up special has a whole bit where he talks about, you know, everybody when they want to refer to somebody evil talks about Hitler. What about Stalin?
Exactly.
You got more people. Why don't Stalin's kills count?
Because he was Uncle Joe.
Yeah. And, you know, they split up Poland. It's not like Germany was the only country that invaded Poland. Give me a break. Right.
And, Stalin played him to the max. And, of course, there's an example of why we have that amendment now about a president being incapacitated. I think the last year of Roosevelt's active life, he didn't have the strength to be the stalwart he needed to be when negotiating with that guy.
I agree.
Way too trusting.
Yep.
And absolutely led to a lot of the problems we had following that with the Cold War and so forth. Well, we have, because of the weather and traffic and other situations, we're not going to do our traditional close today. Well, thank you. Now, don't forget, Terry Adams is here Saturday night, 6 to 9, with a show called Clearing the Air, must-listen radio, on Saturday nights following in-game chat with Jay Scott and the Nerds. Have a great night. Thanks for punching us up.
Evening, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The hits just keep coming. In Prattville, Highway 82 is completely flooded in front of the Big Star Tavern. Also in Prattville, large tree down across the highway. Down power lines at the 3300 block of Highway 14 West in front of the Otago Water Place. And then there's also in Millbrook, a large tree down on a house. Power lines are down. Possible gas leak, 5700 block of Main Street. So be careful over there. All that stuff that's been going on in Prattville and Millbrook is now headed toward us. So be careful, duck and cover. Get off the roads if you can. Get to your house. Get in your room. Cover up with all your blankets. Cuddle your teddy bear and all that kind of stuff. Registration for fall semester at Trenum State Community College is August 16th and 17th. Classes start on the 18th. Call Trenum State, the College for Real Careers, 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. Luther Strange? He isn't telling the truth again. He wants voters to think I was a never-Trumper. But the truth is, I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. That's a fact. You can look it up. I'm a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and I can assure you, none of us would ever support Hillary Clinton. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange?